Welcome to the May 5th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It's hard to believe, but this show you're about to hear actually begins the fifth year of Armed American Radio. So thanks for supporting us, the program, and all of our great sponsors. I call this show An Evening with Larry Correa. Larry, of course, is New York Times best-selling author and noted firearms expert. He's one of us. You'll love the interview. He stayed for the entire three-hour broadcast. Enjoy the program, An Evening with Larry Correa. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
You know, one day I'll catch you off guard.
You know, it's a, I lip sync along with John Young at the
No, you don't.
Intro.
You do the whole thing.
I love it, so man. I love it.
Before we get started, I have a... Someone has requested for me and to tell you happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And guess who it is?
Thank you very much. Who is it?
It's Claire.
All right. I'll leave it at that. I can't comment on that.
I'm sure you can't.
But we'll have Rob Pincus on the show at some time in the near future, and we'll ask him to explain that.
But no, seriously, happy birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. A Cinco de Mayo birthday it is. I had a taco today.
Really?
Yes, I did. Hey, and you know what? Fresh off the heels of the NRA, we have so much to talk about with our guest.
Yeah.
Let's go right to Larry Correa. Larry Correa, Larry, New York Times best-selling author, Monster Hunter series, just mind-blowing stuff. The firearms usage in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to check this stuff out. LarryCorrea.com, CorreaE.com. That'll head you over to Monster Hunters and his blog. How many championship shooter? What else am I missing?
I don't know. I just
television star. You know, I love watching you debunk the gun control myths. Excuse me. And I have the ability here with you this hour because I can look back at the previous hour, and you and I we set up in the last hour. And let's recap it very quickly for listeners in this hour because I want to move forward now to what the states are doing. And that is that we established that President Barack Obama is a liar.
What else is new?
Rather thoroughly.
Ooh. Boy, there's a hey, all you little guys, those little banditos down in the bowels of the White House that are listening. Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I look forward to my IRS audit. I don't know about you.
Have you gotten your notice yet there? Hey, listen, here's the thing. We've got a president who clearly hates our Second Amendment freedoms. He made that very clear while in Mexico. He makes statements in Mexico that he knows he can get away with, even in the face of Fast and Furious, where his administration, that's right, the buck stops here, remember that, allowed guns into Mexico. And to use his own terminology, Larry, what does he say? He makes the guns responsible for crime, right?
Oh, yeah, these right? weapons of warfare that have no place on our streets. What else do you call them? These hyper super deadly assault weapons that
right.
you know. And apparently, you know, President of the United States with like thousands and thousands of staffers, no one can educate him on full auto versus semi-auto.
Right.
You know, for the fact that one's been heavily regulated since the 1930s.
But it's okay that those guns wind up on Mexican streets, apparently, and he can make those statements with impunity and not be questioned by the Mexican authorities while in Mexico. Clearly indicative that there's something larger going on here. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that Mexico is involved to a certain extent in the attempt to disarm them. Oh, wait, their president has called for disarming America on more than one occasion. Geez, maybe it's easier to put the puzzle pieces together than I thought, Larry.
Well, you know, that way the drug cartels could operate here with impunity like they do there. I'm sure that'll work out wonderful for everybody.
Yeah, they pretty much are. We're just doing it without the violence yet. So we've established that fact. We see Utah, the Sheriff's Association, a great one, and many other sheriffs. Mine here in the state did the same thing. I think every sheriff signed it from this state. We have other states across the country where maybe one or two sheriffs didn't sign it, but they're notifying the administration. And I got to tell you, Larry, let's look at that objectively. We have a federal government coming after a constitutional fundamental freedom that we all enjoy blatantly, overtly, not covertly anymore, but they're doing it above the radar, to use his own terms. And we have elected officials across the country saying, get out of my sandbox. We have states passing legislation in resistance to the federal government. And I will now focus on Kansas. I mentioned in the previous hour that Kansas passed and the governor signed SB 102, the Second Amendment Protections Act, Larry. Well, I said that Attorney General Holder, who didn't respond to Fast and Furious, responded to the threat that Kansas poses with SB 102 fast and furiously. And he said, and I quote, oh boy, in purporting to override federal law and to criminalize the official acts of federal officers, SB 102 directly conflicts with federal law and is therefore unconstitutional. Under the Supremacy Clause, Kansas may not prevent federal employees and officials from carrying out their official responsibilities, and a state certainly may not criminalize the exercise of federal responsibilities. Because SB 102 conflicts with federal firearms laws and regulations, federal law supersedes this new statute. All provisions of federal laws and their implementing regulations, therefore, continue to apply. He also said that he would use the full weight and force of the Department of Justice, including injunctive relief if necessary. At which point, Larry Correa, the governor, wrote back to Eric Holder and said the following: Dear Attorney General Holder, the state of Kansas is in receipt of your letter in which you place Kansas on notice regarding the view of the Obama administration concerning the state's Second Amendment Protection Act. The right to keep and bear arms is a right that Kansans hold dear. It is a right enshrined not only in the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but also protected by the Kansas Bill of Rights. And he goes on: The people of Kansas have clearly expressed their sovereign will. It is my hope that upon further review, you will see their right to do so. In other words, get the hell out of my backyard and stuff it.
That's good. I mean, I don't know who the governor of Kansas is, but I'd buy him a drink. That was a quality statement right there.
Chris Kobach, the Secretary of State, also responded on May 2nd, just days ago. On April 26, 2013, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder sent a letter to Kansas Governor Brownback concerning SB 102, the Second Amendment Protection Act. In that letter, Holder declares SB 102 to be unconstitutional and suggests that federal officials will disregard it. Holder's understanding of the United States Constitution is incorrect. And he goes on to chastise the Attorney General of the United States. He says, and I quote, in conclusion, the state of Kansas stands firmly on the principles laid out in the U.S. Constitution. SB 102 is fully supported by the Second Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, and the limited scope of the Interstate Commerce Clause. The Obama administration has repeatedly violated the U.S. Constitution for the past 4.5 years. That abuse cannot continue. The state of Kansas is determined to restore the Constitution and to protect the right of its citizens to keep and bear arms. Chris W. Kobach, 3 days ago, Larry. Where I'm going with this is we have incredible pushback against our own federal government from the states at a level that I have never seen in my lifetime. What is all this leading to?
Well, I think we're seeing this really this big dividing line in the sand. The states that understand the Second Amendment, would have a populace that appreciates firearms ownership, they're going to push back against this because we aren't a bunch of Manhattanites. We're not from Connecticut. We're not from New England. We're not from Los Angeles. It's part of our culture. It's part of our love of the Constitution of the United States. We understand the purpose, and we're not going to stand for it. And I personally think this is wonderful, and I think it's great. It's interesting. Okay, in the last few months, you've seen a couple states push for more gun control as a result of the shootings.
Right.
And normally it'd be every state doing it, but I really think concealed carry has changed the national debate. But at the same time, we've got, 14 states that have gone the other way, that have gone more pro-gun? I don't know. I believe some legislatures are still talking about it, but you've got resolutions like Kansas. You've got other states loosening up their concealed carry laws, protecting manufacturers, And really going the other way, all I can think of is you had New York with its ridiculous SAFE Act. I believe, what was it, 95% of their counties are against. So it's pretty much everybody except for the city.
And the media. And let's not leave out the media. This is a deciding factor here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then I believe Colorado, which is just, if you've watched that at all, that's a neighboring state for me. That's just completely asinine. With the Democrats there in Colorado doing just unbelievable laws, running Magpul out of the state, was it $85 million in sales revenue or whatever, yeah, like a tax, like 200 employees, all for a law that will do basically nothing, because you got state legislators defining who literally think that magazines are the same as ammo.
They do.
Passing laws based on that.
Yeah, based on what you're referring to, are the comments made that one of the Colorado Democrats, imagine that, said that these are bullets, magazines as bullets. Larry, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with some of those goofy laws. I found out that there is going to be some movement from some companies out of Connecticut as well this week at the convention. But I want to start touching on your essay on gun control. Absolutely brilliant. Larry Correa here on the Armed American Radio Network Crossbreed Holster Studios, back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Larry Pratt, no-compromise guy. Love him. We'll get him back on the show here real soon. And you know something, Shonto?
What's up?
How rude of me to not welcome our newest affiliate to the family,
yes.
KRMS 1150 AM, Osage Beach, Missouri.
Missouri.
Osage Beach, Sunrise Beach, Village of Four Seasons, Laurie.
Where is this at?
Camdenton, Lynn Creek, Tuscambia, I guess, maybe reaching up into Eldon, Barnett.
Good grief.
Or Barrett, I'm sorry. Yeah, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. Your doctor has written you a three-hour prescription every week. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. You're listening to us now in the Crossbreed Holster Studios across America from the toasty beaches of Florida.
And they can watch you.
Yeah, they can watch us and all the way up to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. And we're talking to Larry Correa, noted gun expert, debunker of all gun control myths. We love it. We're going to do that right now. Larry, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am doing awesome.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, let's have some fun. I really enjoyed watching your piece on Huckabee where they put up the graphic of the AR-15, that evil, hideous, black, murderous, every time you get in the room with it, you want to shoot up a mall black rifle, that one?
Yeah, I have a few, but...
Yeah, I do too. I have some that aren't even black. Isn't that neat?
I know, it's crazy. I have yet to shoot up anything other than paper with them, so it's kind of... I'm kind of let down, actually.
Yeah, you and me both. You know, let's start with, you wrote a piece titled An Opinion on Gun Control, and of course, it who else ran that column off your site?
Oh, that thing went, it went crazy. It went viral. It was read over a million times in less than a month just off my site by a million separate visitors.
Yeah, on your site alone.
Yeah, not my site alone, not counting on other places, reprinted it. Soldier of Fortune magazine ran it. Let's see. I've been on I don't know how many radio shows talking about it, and it was kind of cool. It enabled me to meet quite a few conservatives in Hollywood, gun owners in Hollywood, actually, that kind of keep a low profile. That was kind of cool. I found out a few of them. I don't want to out them.
Yeah, no. We wouldn't want to ask you to do that.
But
maybe just one? Just one?
Well, no, you guys already know the ones that are out.
Yeah.
I had a few of them to tell me that they had printed it out. It's 10,000 words, so it's pretty long.
Yeah.
They had printed this thing out, and they would have it on set while they're filming, and whenever they get into an argument about gun control, and they see, you know, 90% of the crew is anti-gun, they would, instead of arguing, they would just hand them this article and say, here, read this first,
right,
and then I'll debate you.
Nice.
And isn't it funny? You know, you have trained thousands and thousands of shooters. Have you ever taken anyone shooting that looked to you afterwards and that said, that sucked, I don't ever want to do that again?
No, I mean, everybody has a really good time. And
they all do.
I don't know how many people I had that were brand new. It was pretty common to get a spouse being drug along by their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by the end of the day, they're having a great time. It's actually it's a fun hobby. And a lot of you... I almost feel bad for all the people missing out that hate us, but almost feel bad.
Well, they're easily fixed.
Yeah,
take them to the range one time, put a .22 long rifle in their hand, and it fixes these people. I've personally done it myself. I've done it with neighbors. You know, God bless them. I like the first line of your piece. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find this. We don't have time to go through all 10,000 words, but I'm going to hit some of the main topics that you hear about on the news every day from this gun-hating administration and this anti-American mainstream media. That's what it is, folks. It's an anti-American propaganda garbage machine that's feeding you Obama crap sandwiches from the kitchens of Blame the Other Guy restaurant chain. All right? The piece is an opinion on gun control, and I love the first line, Larry. I didn't want to post about this because, frankly, it's exhausting. Yet then you go and you take off on it, and you started out by identifying your expertise, who you are, and why you have the ability to write the 10,000 words that people are going to read. And I read that, of course, at the beginning when I introduced you in hour one to those who want to go back and listen to it. Let's start with some of the topics that you touch on. Armed teachers.
Yeah, that's actually one that I feel very strongly about because I believe that the best solution to stopping, not necessarily stopping school shootings, but stopping the body count, cutting the school shooting off quickly, is allowing concealed carry in schools. My solution is fast, cheap, and available today. It's very simple, and a lot of people, you say this and they have this kind of knee-jerk emotional response against it. Oh, no, the teachers will freak out and shoot students and it'll be worse and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? That's not true because here in Utah, we have had that for many years. We allow concealed carry in schools. We have armed teachers in Utah. And as a concealed weapons instructor, retired, former instructor, I taught teachers or anybody that worked in a school, I taught you for free. And I found that most schools would have at least one or two or three responsible individuals who were really interested in doing this. It kind of what we taught and kind of what I worked on with these people is, okay, look, you're not a Navy SEAL. You're not a SWAT team. Your job is to be a speed bump. Your job is to be a bump in the road and mess up the bad guy's plans. Because the bad guy, I got into this in the article a little bit. I mean, I got to play villain and I got to play the bad guy for a lot of, role-playing and with police and force-on-force instruction, that kind of thing. And one of the things that I picked up from that is going through the actual shootings, a lot of times the villains, they have a goal in mind. The bad guy is trying to get a big body count so he can become the most famous person in the world. And he goes to the school because the school is a gun-free zone. And what we found over and over again is when these guys run into actual violent, capable response, whether it's an armed person or the police arrive, they tend to either commit suicide or surrender. And the reason being is that their violent fantasy bubble has been burst. So when I talk about having concealed carry in schools and allowing teachers to carry firearms, all they're doing is that they're a bump in the road. They mess up the guy's plans. If we're lucky, they shoot him and stop him. Or they have now given him that violent response, and it bursts his fantasy bubble, and then, you know, he might just surrender or kill himself. But either way, while that bad guy is dealing with that armed teacher or that armed parent or that armed principal, he's not killing little kids. That's the important thing.
Isn't that the object? So to those of you who might be driving down the road, and the husband maybe is pounding on the steering wheel in full agreement with you, and the wife is desperately trying to change the dial because she doesn't get it, and she thinks that that's absolutely crazy. Well, I want to ask you, you mentioned in the earlier hour, how an armed, wouldn't that armed response make it worse? Wouldn't it have made the 26 dead in Newtown worse? And you think, how could it possibly get any worse, ladies and gentlemen? If a police officer was there, would it have made it worse? If it makes you feel better, listen, Larry, when you're arguing with simpletons, if they think uniforms make police shoot better, then let's put our teachers in uniforms. If that makes them feel better. When we come back, I want to talk with you about four shootings that occurred the week you wrote this essay in gun-free zones, and we'll break apart those four. It's quite fascinating with Larry Correa, Armed American Radio. Be back right after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-400-0114 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-400-0114 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-400-0114. That's 800-400-0114. Again, 800-400-0114.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes, and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show, but I'm a little flustered here. I'm looking at talkstream.live, where we at. We're usually in the top three most listened to radio programs live in the country.
Yes.
The V channel? Is ahead of us
The reason why is because the V channel doesn't have cameras in the studio. So everybody that usually listens to on TalkStream Now I understand they're at RadioFactor.net watching us now.
I mean, I'm sure the V Channel is a hot show.
I couldn't tell you. I've never heard
of
it.
I see a spaceship down in the corner and a big V.
You know.
I'm sure it's a great show, but let's surpass that. Because you get out there and tweet something, do whatever it is you do.
Let's stick to the video part.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios and Osage, Missouri, KRMS 1150 AM, and on the FM translator. Welcome to the broadcast. It's great to have you with us today, joining the family coast to coast, talking about your freedoms, your right to bear arms. I will be in where will I be? Missouri? No, I'll be in Kansas. Wichita, Kansas, June 8th. Madison, Wisconsin, May 18th for the Gander Mountain events. Make sure you come on out and see us. More information on that coming up here in the next week or so. We're talking with Larry Correa, New York Times bestselling author, firearm expert, and author of many, many columns, too many to mention here. And Larry, welcome back to the show. We're talking about your unbelievable piece and an opinion on gun control. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
During the... or in the conversation, in your opinion, your essay, I'll call it, you mention, you know, you break things down. We talked about armed teachers. You then go to gun-free zones. And you mentioned there were four mass killings, that I'm quoting from the piece. Now, there were four mass killing attempts this week, that being the week of December 20th that you wrote this. Only one made the news because it helped the agreed-upon media narrative. Pay careful attention, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, Oregon, not a gun-free zone. Shooter confronted by permit holder. Shooter commits suicide. Only a few casualties. Texas, not a gun-free zone. Shooter killed immediately by off-duty cop. Only a few casualties. Connecticut, gun-free zone. Shooters kill until the police arrive. Suicide, 26 dead. China, gun-free country. A guy with a knife stabs 22 children. Care to elaborate?
In another part of the article, too, I cite someone else's study where they looked at mass killing events where someone went off with the goal of killing as many people in public as possible. The average number of people killed when the event was stopped by an armed person or stopped by a civilian, not necessarily armed, like they were tackled by somebody, shot by a bystander. It's only like two point something. Average number when it's stopped by law enforcement is 14.
Because they're not the first responders, Larry, are they?
They're just not there. No offense. I mean, I love working with cops. But you can't teleport. You're just not there when it happens.
Yeah, we can't beam them over. We call 911 and we're physical human beings. We can't beam them over yet. And this is not an attack on law enforcement. This is just the laws of physics, babe. Deal with it.
And most of us in America, we realize that. And we're prepared and we carry a firearm and... we understand that if something happens, we're going to be on our own until help arrives. And that's just how it is. To think that the police are just going to be able to instantaneously materialize as soon as bad things happen is just foolishness. And anybody who's ever been involved in a violent encounter knows that even 1 or 2 minutes is an eternity. I mean, the best police response times in the country are in the 2 to 5 minute range, which, you know, good luck with that wherever you live. And, a lot of really horrible things can happen in 5 minutes. And we've seen this over and over and over again. It's very self-evident. So when Barack Obama comes out and says, well, we need to have a national conversation on guns.
National conversation. Well, oh, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, until they're willing to entertain allowing concealed carry in schools and getting rid of gun-free zones.
Never will.
Then it's not a conversation at all. It's a lecture.
And they never will, and this is the fight we find ourselves in right now, very evident down at the meetings in Houston. And I would like to remind you, I know you know this, listeners, maybe Osage, Missouri, many listeners across the country listening to the show for the first time, I used a firearm to defend my life during a unfolding violent, what could have been, I stopped a violent encounter in 2002. There was no police officer around me, and I certainly wasn't going to call 911 and say, my car is boxed in, there are two people coming towards me, can you get here quickly? It doesn't work that way. And I never had to fire a shot. I became one of those statistics that you hear recited, Larry, many, many, many times. One of the Gary Kleck's, up to 2.5 million. Gary Kleck was uber liberal, by the way. Let's make that very clear. Up to 2.5 million defensive gun uses per year. Comes out to, if you do the math, 5,000 and change per day, all the way down to the liberals' numbers of 337 per day, if you want to use the low end, and the Clinton Department of Justice at, what, about 2,100 or something, Larry, per day? of defensive gun uses.
I go through that in the article and the essay too, because even if you use the worst case scenario numbers from the people who hate guns and right. want to ban them, the Brady Center to Prevent Handgun Violence, you know, Handgun Control Incorporated, you know, they flip their name. If you take their statistics for defensive gun use,
right.
defensive gun use far, far outweighs criminal gun use.
With their own numbers. We've covered those numbers here per day. It's about 300, I believe, per day doing the math. I'll have to pull the exact numbers out. But it, you're right. It absolutely outweighs gun violence in this country, by the way, committed by criminals and crackheads. And you, when you see the children, there was a statistic I saw just yesterday or this morning that 70 children have been killed in America since Newtown. They're failing to remember to remind you. Well, again, it's the truth. It's this dishonesty, this incredible level of dishonesty, Larry, that included in those numbers are the 19-year-old crackhead, the 18-year-old gangbanger. That's who they're including in that number of 70 children. It's not the little 4-year-old that you're thinking about.
And the thing is, it fascinates me how willing they are to lie and twist numbers to get what they want. Because, once again, they're appealing to that low-information group they're trying to sway. So, I mean, that's what...
That wasn't very nice.
Well, you know.
Low information.
Well, you've got the... we're talking about... These people use 26-year-old children when they're talking about health insurance, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, I just... low information doesn't sound nice to me. I just like to say stupid.
Well, it's less syllables, too, so it's faster to say.
Hey, listen, you have a line here at the end of the Gun-Free Zones. And here is, then I quote again from an opinion on gun control, and here is the nail in the coffin, this by Larry Correa, our guest, and here is the nail in the coffin for gun-free zones. Over the last 50 years, with only one single exception, Gabby Giffords, every single mass shooting event with more than 4 casualties has taken place in a place where guns were banned.
And that pretty much says it all.
Let's go to the media. This is one of my favorite topics, because I believe that the mainstream media can be found at the heart and the root of everything evil in this country today, Larry. Now, Sean, how much time do I have?
Got about a minute.
Okay. The media. Larry, I'm going to open up with your line and then ask you to take the next minute before we go to the break. Every time there is a mass shooting event, the vultures launch. I love it. Go ahead.
You think about it. They have a predetermined narrative. They're ready to trot it out. The second... there's a report of a mass shooting, they start floating all the terrible information, and then if it fits their narrative and their goal of banning firearms, then they'll continue to report on it. But if the facts come out and it doesn't fit their narrative, then it will disappear every single time, because they do not care about fixing the problem. They don't care about the victims. They don't care about anything. They only care about pushing their narrative and their goals.
Okay, isn't it possible that the mainstream media, while pushing a leftist political agenda, and I say leftist agenda because that's the direction that they happen to be pushing, I could be saying right. It's just not right. It's left. Isn't it fair to say, Larry, that the media pushing any objective, let's make the lefties a little bit happy, that any the mainstream media pushing any agenda, isn't that fair to say how dangerous that is, that borders on propaganda regardless of which direction it goes?
Oh, it's incredibly dangerous, and they don't care.
Okay, we'll hold off on that. When we come back, we'll continue with the media, one of my favorite topics. This is Armed American Radio. You're listening to Mark Walters talk to Larry Correa, New York Times bestselling author. More after this when Armed American Radio returns. Great stuff.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the CarArms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms@KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
How many guns do you really need? Just one more. PennyGunAuction.com brings the excitement of a gun bash to your computer. Each Penny Gun Auction bid increases the price of the firearm by only one penny, resulting in winners paying pennies on the dollar for their firearm. With auctions every day, Armed American Radio listeners can register for free and receive 20 free bids for the auction of their choice using promo code WIN in caps. That's W-I-N, all in caps. Visit PennyGunAuction.com today.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Senator Dianne Feinstein was the author of the assault weapons ban in 1994.
Professor Koppel, was the 1994 assault weapons ban a sensible and effective means of reducing gun violence?
Based on the Department of Justice study, the answer was no.
Overwhelming majority of Americans agree with us on the need for universal background checks, including more than 70% of the National Rifle Association's members, according to one survey.
Universal background checks, the true goal. View it now at Radio Factor.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here's the pistols. Lie, 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 lie. Why? You have to lie.
You know, every time we do this live video cam, I get flagged on YouTube for that.
For what, the pistols?
Yes. Out of all the music we use, that's the one that they get mad about.
Yeah, lie, 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 whatever. Let them. YouTube owned by Google. Bunch of left-wing kooks that created glasses that take pictures when you wink. Boy, that's not going to cause a problem down the road, is it? Good Lord. Larry Correa, welcome back to the show, man. Did you ever think you'd see that day, Larry?
No, I write science fiction for a living, and
right.
Honestly, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. A couple of your science fiction books are New York Times bestsellers. Jeez, you never thought of that stuff. Wow.
How would you come up with this? Man, George Orwell, he was underachieving.
Yeah.
Okay? Isn't it right?
That's true.
He never saw Google.
No. It's almost frightening. Larry, before we go back to your essay, some of what we've talked about today is very disturbing relative to the division in this country. And the division that we see today is very reminiscent of division we've seen in America's history before in its past. Is this something I should be concerned about when I see elected officials from across the country pushing back against the federal government because they are just absolutely in your face? Is this something that should scare me as an American right now?
Well, I think it should concern everyone. I personally think I'm kind of an optimist, but I personally think we're a ways away from anything, you know, like I was going to say, in the nature of the 1860s. But we are, we get a little philosophical here for a second, but there's two, to me personally, maybe I'm saying this as a writer, but I see that there's two really separate, fundamentally different philosophies in America right now. The first one is that people own the government, and the other one is that the government owns the people. And the people on the government side, the people who want the total control, they want the government to do everything for them, allocate resources, tell them what to do, tell them how to live, tell them what they can and cannot have. That lifestyle, that philosophy is completely irreconcilable to the other side, where they pretty much want to be left alone. And the problem is, historically, and I'm a history nut. I mean, I write a series of books set in the 1930s. I mean, I am a history geek. And if you look at that earlier time frame, that was really the beginning of that philosophy of the government considering people are just numbers, assets. Well, the thing is, if people are just an asset of the government to be controlled and manipulated, well, if you have a bad asset on your balance sheet, you just eliminate it. And that's kind of our problem. And if you look at the history of the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, and what happened in the world where the government owns the people, it always inevitably leads to those bad assets getting eliminated. And we're talking about, you know, the left killed 100 million people in the last 100 years. And so the other side, we understand the Second Amendment is to keep that from happening here.
Come on. Now, that could really happen here in modern America, Larry. Really?
Well, you know, I go through that in the essay a little bit, because, I mean, that's one of the things people argue is like, well, you guys in your Second Amendment, the Second Amendment doesn't mean anything if we have drones and tanks.
Right.
Well, you know, I crunched through that a little bit. If you look at it just logistically, militarily speaking, the Second Amendment really does matter. The greatest number of insurgents we fought in Iraq, a country about the size of Texas, at any given time was around 20,000. And so 20,000 guys at given time screwed with the greatest, most advanced military coalition in the history of the world.
That's right.
For a decade. And you look at America, it's a lot bigger than just Iraq. And if 1% of gun owners was to get uppity, that's, I figured it was 176 times the number of insurgents in Iraq.
Well, you know, I'm going to go a step further. I think you'll find this fascinating. I had a very close friend of mine. He's passed away a few years ago, an older gentleman, we used to call him Sarge, Korean War veteran, and the stories he used to tell were fascinating. Used to love hear him tell the stories. And I remember when he came over to my house to watch Saving Private Ryan when it came out, and the emotions that it invoked in him as a war veteran. And he made the following comments to me. He says, if you don't think American gun owners could take over the American military, those are people who never sat on a hilltop and watched 100,000 Chinese come at them. You saw people get out of helicopters and run. You saw people, you know, listen, people I don't think have, I guess the way I'm trying to say this, Larry, is they think in their own terms. And if they haven't experienced or haven't known anybody and had the ability to talk to somebody who's been in a situation like that, it's all fantasy to them.
Well, and keep in mind the left isn't exactly familiar with how the military works. Because if you actually look at the military on the issue of guns, look, Mitt Romney didn't win the military vote by over 40 points because he had better hair.
You know? Right.
The military, for the most part, when it comes to the topic of guns and freedom, they get it. They understand. So when people bring up the drones, well, you know, guess who built the drones, flies the drones, refuels the drones, services the drones? And guess, you know, just as a wild guess here, guess which side they fall on the political spectrum of total government control. So now the Second Amendment is still a valid, it's still a valid kill switch defense against tyranny.
Yeah, I think the federal government knows that and understands that. And I'm not, you know, trying to say that there's going to, and I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that's, you know, way out there.
I'm an optimist, but I still have a basement full of ammo.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one, too. I just don't have a basement, you know. Why don't I have a basement?
Because you haven't started digging one.
I've never been able to figure that one. Because I never started digging one?
Yes.
I don't know why I bought a house without a basement.
I got a basement.
Must have been the creek in the backyard. I don't know. Maybe that's why they didn't put a basement there. Because you look at the house and you drive by, it looks like it has a basement. That's a whole other show. We'll talk about basements later. I miss my man cave. I don't have a basement. We don't have to dig one. Tornado shelter.
There you go. And I can even refer you to a company here in Texas.
Okay. Enough of the crazy conversations about that. What scares me, and the reason I asked that original question, and all kidding aside, is because I, in my years on this planet, have never seen the political divide. And we were talking before the break about the media and my utter disdain for the mainstream media, because to me it is now nothing more than a propaganda machine. Yeah. I don't want to hear Shepard Smith's opinion on what he's reading. I want to hear him read it.
That's what
I want to hear. I don't care what he talks about off air. I don't want to hear how disgusted he is that something did or didn't happen based on what he's talking about, Larry. Well, and my point with that is, with the media pushing this agenda now, which is not only causing the divide, but it's fostering what I believe to be a hatred in this country that didn't exist even in the 60s and 70s when the turmoil occurred. Political divide in this country was, you know, probably equally just as great. But the mainstream media now, the power that it holds, wasn't existent back then. Now, Larry, you're going to stick around with us, right?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
That's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this hour of Armed American Radio was brought to you by a whole bunch of great sponsors. Make sure you head over to armedamericanradio.com and check them all out. We're coming to you live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, I say this every week. Take it to heart. Carry on. Carry often. And carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You know, the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston this week was filled with thousands of armed Americans. Be one of them. We'll see you in a minute.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark year. Jealous me by the hammer now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go, the horse knows the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
To the white and drifted snow, over the river and through the
Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad-match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.